Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. To begin, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment or condominium, or a manufactured or mobile home?
Manufactured.
Thank you very much. And do you own or rent your home? Thank you. Please tell me, in what year was your home built?
2022.
Thank you. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
33.
Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, yes or no?
Yes.
A Category 1 hurricane?
Say that again.
A Category 1 hurricane?
Yes.
Category 2 hurricane?
Yes.
Category 3 hurricane?
No.
Category 4 hurricane?
No.
And Category 5 hurricane?
No.
Thank you. And now, can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm?
I cannot.
If you don't remember, an estimate is fine. Of the year.
I think it was like 2016 or 2017.
Which one do we record?
16.
Thank you. And what about the Category 1 hurricane? Name or year?
No, I don't remember. That will probably have to be 17 then.
That would be 2017. And what about Category 2 hurricane?
That would have been 16.
2016 as well?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Board up my windows indoors.
Mm-hmm. Any other one?
No, because I have a backup generator, and so I'll keep my AC going and my refrigerator and freezer going.
Okay, thank you. Now, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
My home could be secured in a few hours.
Thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your home would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm very certain.
Thank you. Now, please select your top three sources of information. Is it internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp?
You said top three, correct?
Top three, yes.
Okay, so it'd be radio. Friends and family, and Probably Facebook.
Facebook, thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Completely prepared, so I guess that would be, you said between 1 and 5?
1 and 5. 1 being least and 5 being most prepared.
I'd say 5.
Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? A cost of housing, cost of childcare, cost of loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, or property taxes?
Probably property taxes.
Thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. If emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or probably never?
If emergency told me I needed to evacuate.
Thank you. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
Technically, it's friends and family in another state, so I guess do it as another state.
Another state, thank you. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
2.
Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? If you don't remember, an estimate is fine.
I don't remember.
And an estimate?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I'm certain I could come up with a full $2,000. I could probably come up with a $2,000. I could probably not come up with $2,000. Or I am certain I could not come up with $2,000.
I'm certain I could not come up with that.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
Increased somewhat.
Thank you. And what about 1 to 3 years back? How has your home insurance rate changed?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what about 3 to 5 years back?
I didn't have one because I was renting.
Oh, okay. And 5 to 10 years back, do you remember?
I was renting.
As well. Thank you. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decreased coverage, another option that you would like to add, or nothing? I continue paying higher rate.
Higher rate.
Thank you. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? 100%, or I want to be insured for the full replacement value, or 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%.
Full replacement value.
Thank you. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
I would not move from my home.
Thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
Thank you. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
State.
State, thank you. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Say that one again.
On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
5.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
3.
How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
3.
How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
3.
And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
5.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but this is the last section of the survey. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? And we have a scale if that helps. We have yes, I believe it is happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. Or no, I do not believe it is happening. Or I don't know if it's happening.
I don't know if it's happening.
Thank you. And most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Slightly.
Thank you. Now, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Was it neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job? You can select up to 3.
Well, we kind of inherited the property, so we didn't really get to choose.
So you didn't get to choose?
No, I didn't get to choose. We inherited the property.
Let me see if that lets me. Okay, thank you. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Was it less than 1 year? Is it less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20.
And finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 or older?
Second one.
The last one?
Second one.
Oh, the second one. Thank you. And what is your gender?
White. Gender female.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
4.
How many people are under 12 years old?
0.
How many people are over 60? 65 or older, I'm sorry.
0.
Thank you very much. Now, what is your marital status? Are you single or never married, married or living with a partner, widowed, divorced, or separated?
Married.
Thank you. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? A less than high school, some college, college graduate, or graduate degree?
Some college.
Thank you. And now, are you Hispanic or Latino descent? I believe you told me, but...
No, I'm not.
And what racial groups do you identify yourself with?
White.
Thank you. What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
And now please tell me, which is the income range of your household? Is it under $20,000, $20,000 to less than $30,000, $30,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000 or over $100,000?
I choose not to answer that one.
This is just for classification purposes. An estimate is fine if you don't.
I choose not to answer it.
Okay, that's fine then. These were all the questions I had, so thank you very much for your responses and have a nice evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.